Hey guys, this is Sandy Lowe, and you're listening to the Starshine Magazine podcast. Welcome to the Halloween episode of the Starshine Magazine podcast. Today, my guest is Gary Devon Dotson, the writer and director of the new horror film, Be Our Guests, which comes out October 25th on Amazon Prime Video and in select theaters. Check out starshinemag.net to watch the trailer. Before we get to Devon, I wanted to share with you some ghost stories. As you know, I'm a fiction author, and two of my books feature ghosts. The Watchdog has a ghost dog in it modeled after my childhood dog, Brownie, who I felt was still with me after her death. I had lots of dreams where Brownie was there and they felt very real, and sometimes other spirits would be involved and it was like Brownie was protecting me from them. Anyway, my other book with the ghostly factor in it is Decaf for the Dead. The inspiration behind this story comes from my history of working as a barista at different cafes, mostly at different Starbucks. On more than one occasion at different locations, I felt the presence of a spirit, and sometimes I actually saw or heard them too. This one time, early in the morning, no one was in the cafe, and my coworker was in the back room. I was wiping down a counter, and out of the corner of my eye, I see a man standing at the cash register. He had reddish hair, a mustache, and a hat on. There was a stain on his t-shirt, and he had money in his hand as if he was ready to pay. He sighed like he was annoyed I hadn't noticed him yet. And I immediately said, "Oh, I'm sorry, sir. How can I help you?" And just as I spoke to him, the man disappeared. No joke. Of course, I told my coworker and then every barista that was working about my ghostly customer. My cafe manager happened to overhear part of the story and says, "Oh, that's my dad." I'm like, "What?" She's like, "That's my dad. Sometimes he visits me here. In fact, today is the anniversary of his death, and you just reminded me I have to visit him at the cemetery." I seriously thought she was lying and was just messing with me. When I accused her of that, she asked if he had a mustache and a stain on his t-shirt. Now, she had just arrived, so there was no way she overheard that part of the story. And then I was, like, officially freaked out. I was already freaked out, but that just, like, gave me chills on top of it. So now, I get asked a lot why I named my book Decaf for the Dead. Well, there's been a few incidents while I was a barista involving decaf coffee, oddly enough. At one cafe, the decaf urn would automatically start pouring on its own. Literally, my hand wouldn't have to pull the lever, and it would just start pouring. Like, I remember one time I had the cup underneath it, and it filled the cup for me. Weird. On top of that, at a drive-thru cafe, random orders for decaf coffee would be in the queue, even though no one had ordered it. So I made the joke that the dead should drink decaf because no one wants to wake the dead. So then, of course, me being a writer is like, "Oh, I should name a book that. Decaf for the Dead." And so there you have it. There's just a couple of the ghostly encounters that I've experienced. I'm a big believer in spiritual stuff, and I'm equally freaked out and fascinated by them. But anyway, after the break, I'll introduce you to our guest, Gary Devon Dotson, and we'll talk all things horror and scary movies. So stay tuned for that. For more about my books, go to amazon.com/author/Sandy Lowe, or to make it simpler, go to sandylowe.com. And you'll find information about all of my books there. Thanks so much. My guest is Gary Devon Dotson, who is the writer-director of Be Our Guests, which is a new horror film about six friends who go to a bed and breakfast that doesn't turn out to be exactly the fun getaway that they had in mind. Devon is not only a writer and director, but he's also a music producer, and he's gotten his songs placed on MTV and Netflix, and he is the CEO of Night Vision Entertainment, which not only has its music production, but now its film division. Devon and I actually, we've known about each other for a really long time through our mutual friend Mandy, who is also someone we both work with. So Devon and I are, you know, friends on social media, but we've never actually spoken before this interview. So it's kind of nice that we finally got to do that. So, how are you today?
I am amazing. I'm excited.
I'm very excited to finally be talking to you. We've known of each other for a while.
For some time, yes.
Yeah.
Pleasure to e-meet you.
Yeah, you too. And before we get into Be Our Guests, you're not only a filmmaker, but also a music producer. Can you tell us a little bit about your backstory?
Yes, I actually started out with music as a young kid back home in Chicago. I've played music all my life, tons of instruments from drums to guitars, piano, violin, you name it, pretty much everything except horns. I fell into the production side of things. I just love to create and write. So I started doing that in the early 2000s. Fast forward to like 2010, I really took the label to another level. I brought on some talents and things like that. I've been involved with over 400 music placements in the last 5 years.
Wow.
From everything from The Voice to Tyler Ciara's Dance Moms, Steve Harvey Show, any of these shows that you probably watch on a regular basis or flip through the channels, I probably have something musically to do with it.
That's awesome. And I mean, obviously you're a self-starter and, was it hard to break in the industry for you, or did it just feel natural?
It was kind of hard because I'm not gonna lie, there's a lot of talented people out there. However, I look at the talent of people, it's almost like a rush hour traffic, if you will. And my goal was to figure out how do I make it into the carpool lane, because everybody wants their turn to get through, and at least show their demo or their talents and things like that. So many people in that time frame, when these were still pretty relevant, in that time frame, people would actually go to the Beyonce concerts, Jay-Z concerts, or Christina Aguilera concerts with their CDs, hoping to actually get their music listened to by their A&R or their manager, or if they could hand them something physically. So at that time, I was thinking it's probably a better idea to go the publishing route through film, TV, and commercials and things like that. So as I built my way that way, now when I go to approach artists or things like that, they see my resume and say, hey, this guy does a lot of work for MTV or BET or VH1 or NBC and so on and so forth. He has to have a level of quality to even be considered on that. I've been nominated for Grammys and things like that. So it's a good thing. And that was the way that I actually kind of found myself in a carpool lane, if you will. I found my own little way. A lot of people think just one flight of stairs is the only way that you can access your dreams. Actually, sometimes it's another way. Sometimes someone may want to be an aspiring actress or actor, and they may have to start the route with singing or maybe modeling first, just to get that door to open up on another level.
So I'm guessing that was how what was your introduction to film as well?
Yes, kind of. There was a movie, how I got into film. I honestly thought I was gonna do film and scoring and things like that on the music side of things, way later, like 60, 70 years old. I don't know why I thought that. That was just a weird thought, but I thought that you have to be this certain kind of musician to just be there, and it wasn't like that. There was a gentleman I was working with overseas, and he had a film that really was shot well, the look of it, but the sound wasn't the best. And I said, hey, just give me a shot at doing your trailer over sonically. And I did that, and when I did that, doors opened up left and right. I mean, he had it picked up on Redbox, all these countries overseas, and Amazon and things like that. And the beauty of it all is I realized, like, I'm a writer, so I realized that I love to write and I can tell these stories. And I realized, like, man, his writing wasn't nothing special. And I realized that I so much relies on sound. I was told that you can visually see something unattractive, but if the sound is unattractive in a theater, you're turned off. And so, I mean, you can close your eyes and hear something and still get scared or still fall in love or whatever that scene may be. But if you turn the sound off and have the same effect visually, it doesn't mean really the same. So I realized how much sound plays a part. And it's about 75 to 80% of a film is dependent on sound and lighting, other than obviously acting and things like that. So when I did that, I realized that, hey, I can do this. It's just like writing a long song. So I actually find it easier to write a film. In this case, this particular film that I will get into, but it only took me about a week, if that, to write it. And the thing is, because it's harder to write a really good song. I'm not just talking about something that people just kind of throw out. I'm talking about a song that can stand the test of times. That's, it's really hard because you got 3 minutes to cram everything in to get the whole story across and evoke the emotion and the feeling out of it in 3 minutes. So here I have an hour and a half or plus, and I have plenty of time to elaborate on things and develop characters and things like that. So it's amazing.
Yeah, I definitely feel you with that. That's why I writing short stories, I'm a novelist, but writing a short story is so hard for me because I need that extra space to just be able to develop everything.
Exactly. I totally get you.
So now that brings us to Be Our Guests. What can you tell us about this film?
Be Our Guest. I had this idea when I was overseas. I was doing some work out in Denmark, Copenhagen area, and I was flying over to London. And then when I came back to Denmark, all the hotels were booked for some EDM event that was going on. And I was like, oh man. So someone told me, hey, why don't you rent an Airbnb? And I was like, what the heck is that? I don't even know what this is. So I love the concept. And I was like, this is cool. And I was like, later down the line, I was thinking, what if someone had somewhat like an Airbnb without saying Airbnb? That's why we called it Be Our Guest. They rented these properties, but were weird, if you will. So that was pretty much the birthplace of it. I like clever films and cleverly written things, and I like a good scare. I always like scary movies, horror movies, So this film has something that people can relate to as if they grew up with the 80s cult classic culture of horror movies like Halloween's, the Friday the 13th, and things like that. But it's also new because it's based off of today's time with, social media and with the technology and the Be Our Guest kind of features. So it's really cool. It's about six college students, three couples. They are finishing, junior year of college. Summer break, and they rent out a 40-acre, bread and breakfast building called Be Our Guest, and they throw a massive party. We have some great performers in there, dancers, influencers in the film, and yeah, after the lights go out, it really happens.
It's a whole different story.
And these college kids, they have to figure it out to stay alive, and it's a, it's not too typical, but it's a really, I don't want to give it away, but it's really really good, and to keep you on your feet. But there's some parts that you won't even think you're watching a horror thriller movie. It's just because you're just captivated by the actors and their character, and they're just somebody's aspiring musician, artist, rapper, and he's in the studio, and you just kind of like, hey, that, I can relate to this guy. Or there's the ballet dancer, the dancer that's trying to get the scholarship that someone can relate to that person. And there's the guy that's the rich kid but want to do it for himself, working at the auto show. You know, it's just a lot, a little bit that we can all kind of gravitate to a character. Yeah, we'll feel like we're running for our lives later.
Right. So, you get sucked into the characters and then, you know, can't get too attached.
Exactly. And it's an amazing soundtrack. It's an amazing score. It's today, it's current. So it's not like what you would typically hear in a horror film where you just kind of hear that kind of weird 80s kind of sense. Nothing against that, but it's today. Right. So if you heard the music of the soundtrack, you're like, man, if it was like Cardi B and Lil Wayne and Drake and that type of feel, and you know, this those same types of current top 40 sounds on the radio is what you get in this film.
Awesome. So now, when you make a horror film, does it kind of like haunt you? Like I'm always afraid. Like if I write, you know, anything supernatural, I'm like, this is what I'm going to dream about for the next few weeks.
No, I not really. It's, I guess for me, it's because I'm dealing with it so much, it's not even scary to me. However, there has been one time I was asleep and I had this dream, and it was so weird and real feeling that I woke up and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to put that in the film. So it was like a motivate. I used it, you know, for me, but then other than that, it's not a really big deal for me. However, I have a pretty large house, so I had the sound going, like doing its bouncing down where it's just kind of rendering. Mm-hmm. And I had the volume up, so I was minding my business, and I just hear this weird sound that freaked me out, and I forgot it was my music going on for the film. But yeah, other than that, it's not that bad. I just, once I'm done with it, I'm just kind of on to the next one. And I pretty much started in the horror thriller genre because it's a safe area for new coming directors and film writers to, you know, dive into, just because when you get into an action movie or a drama or, you know, certain genres of a film, the audience expect to see, okay, The Rock or Kevin Hart or, you know, someone like that in certain type of films, where in a horror movie, people don't expect that at all.
Yeah. I find that horror fans are very open to all kinds of quality movies, all kinds, you know, like, oh my
gosh, yes.
They will, you know, even if it's like the campiest movie, they'll be an audience for it because they just love that like aspect of it.
They are faithful too. And they are very faithful. I remember waking up in the middle of the night, and you could find like zombie dogs for outer space, and I'm like, what the heck, who did this? Like, and it's just like something like that, but there's a following for it. Somebody picked it up. That means somebody's watching it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So
it's a definitely a I think we all some way somehow like that adrenaline rush, and I think a horror movie kind of gives you that in a way that, like, oh my gosh, this is creepy, could this be real? Or, you know, that kind of effect to us, and it kind of plays a little trick on our mind. And I think some way as people we have like a love-hate relationship with it.
yeah I don't know what it is about us. We're like we like to be scared and tortured mentally, yeah. Or something.
Yeah, like that. So we're a little bit off somehow.
This episode is all about Halloween. This is our Halloween episode. So, what would you say your top five favorite horror movies are?
Ooh, man, top five. Well, I love Halloween. I think Halloween is the scariest for me, especially just because I was, when I was a kid, we had this old organ in our house. And I would have to empty out the trash, and I forget to take it during the daytime. But as soon as I watch the movie, it's dark, and my mom's like, hey, Gary, take that out the trash, blah, blah, blah. And the little piano riff plays in my head, and as it plays in my head, my sister would get on the organ and go, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And I was like, the only song she ever played and knew, but it was just that song. So it freaked me out, because as a kid, your mind's like, something's looking at me over the fence, and it's a bird, or it's an owl, or it's nothing, you know? So I will give it to Halloween as number one. Yeah. I like the Friday the 13th, the earlier ones. Once we went to Jason Goes to Space, I was kind of...
Yeah, I can't say that I watched a lot of those movies. I watched like the first couple, and my the only reason I watched them when I was a kid is because my sister told me that Corey Haim played Jason.
Yeah.
Oh. I just thought Jason was Corey Haim the whole time with a hockey mask on. Plastic. Even though he was a tiny person and Jason was not tiny.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was five and it didn't make sense. So it's okay.
That's classic. Yeah. I would say number three, I didn't see the new It, but the one before, I think like last year or 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I like the remake of It. I think they did a great job. I thought that was funny and very scary parts as well, that jump scares and things like that. I thought that was pretty good. I like Nightmare on Elm Street, but to Die by Freddy, you're going to get a laugh. So it's like, he's a comedic, kind of guy with his kill. So he's in the top five, and I think I got that's three. I will go with four. I think something current like the first Conjuring. I can roll with that. I like
first
that.
Conjuring. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. all good choices. My ultimate favorite is Scream. I find it's not. It's one of the only horror movies I can watch by myself, no matter what time of night it is, not be scared because I know it so well.
That is amazing. You know what? The cool thing is the movie Scream, the movie Be Our Guest, has elements of Scream in it. It has that young ass feel. And it's like when people ask me to describe it, I tell them it's like Halloween meets Scream and meets, what is the other movie? The Strangers.
Okay. Mark
all those together and you got to Be Our Guest.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to seeing it. And now it comes out October 25th.
October 25th.
All right. So that's tomorrow.
Amazon Prime, October 25th.
All right. And where can we see it?
Amazon Prime is going to be one of our main outlets. It could be over 100 countries around the world. We will have it on Roku and other couple of outlets as well, but Amazon Prime, if you got Amazon Prime, you can see it there, rent it, purchase it, however you want to do it. Just enjoy the movie. It'll be available. Perfect timing for Halloween.
Yes. Perfect. I love to make like a list of movies that I'm just going to binge like Halloween weekend or whatever, you know? So it'll definitely be on my list.
Good deal. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me today.
It is my pleasure.
All right. And make sure everyone goes see Be Our Guest.
Yeah, Be Our Guest. And you can get more information as it comes with some of the bloopers and behind the scenes at nightvisionentertainment.com. That's nightvisionent.com.
All right, that's it for this episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. And make sure you check out Be Our Guests on Amazon Prime Video starting October 25th. And I'll talk to you guys next time.